Welcome to the Talk Floor Podcast, where we talk all things flooring. And now, your host, Dave Foster.
John Simonson's with us this morning. He is president of Webstream Dynamics. He's been with us for years and years. And John, how are you this morning?
Good. Apologize on my background, but I was doing a fly tying event, Zoom event, a while ago for Trout Unlimited. And so that's my background. So I hope you like it. I do.
Well, that's a whole lot better than a stuffy bookcase, I think.
Yeah, I don't like stuffy bookcases and that stuffy office.
Anyway, John, now John's been developing and operating websites for floor covering retailers, lots of retailers for years and years and years, many of whom are in the e-commerce business, selling floor coverings online. Now, John and I had talked some time ago, and he's been approached by any number of retailers who see an opportunity in e-commerce, selling floor covering online. And once he explains to them what's involved in it, not only developing a site that can do this, but I guess funding a marketing plan so they can get discovered out there, most of them say, in fact, almost all of them say it's too rich for their blood and they opt out. I thought this would be a good topic to talk about this morning. John, first to start up, just give us your take on e-commerce and the floor covering business in general. What's going on there, would you say?
Well, I think you get the e-commerce in flooring is growing just like it is in all segments. It's definitely growing. It's growing probably at a slower pace because of logistics, the cost, you know, to ship it from one place to another, handling it, breakage and all that stuff. But it's definitely growing. The ones that have been added a long time are definitely way ahead of the curve as far as being out there and capturing more and more of the market. So I do see independent flooring dealers getting involved, but not to a great degree compared to the big box stores, but they're definitely growing. And a lot of them are pretty quiet because they really don't want to talk about it and everything, but you can see them online. I'm seeing more involved with pay-per-click advertising recently than probably a year ago or 2 years ago. It's like they're coming back advertising, paying, you know, on Google to be at the top of the search.
I see. Now, is it possible for somebody to get in the business and just sell online in a specific area, their local area to begin with?
Oh, sure. I mean, I've seen some of them where they are just locally selling. Now, they do pick up, I mean, even the flooring retailer, his product catalog is totally local, isn't even in e-commerce, is getting requests from consumers looking for products saying, hey, I'm looking for this product because I see them come through where they ask a question about a product and is available and what's your price. And most of those dealers just blow those off and because they don't want the hassle of trying to figure out shipping online and everything else. But you see it continually where, you know, people that are shopping locally, why not offer them, you know, the ability to buy online, pick up at the store or, you know, have it installed, whatever they desire.
Mm-hmm. Now, retailers that contact you that see an opportunity in e-commerce in the floor covering business, are they interested in selling on a national basis or local or a little bit of both?
Well, they kind of melt the two together, like you're saying, because they're confused. But I mean, they really want to sell nationwide, but hey, can I also sell local? Well, local's the easy part when you're selling nationwide, only because, you know, you are going to pick up people local, but they really don't understand the concept of selling online nationally. Now, all of a sudden, you're competing across the country for these consumers that are shopping flooring. And the cost to do that is much greater for the advertising than it is with the development of the site.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you about that. When somebody calls you and say, okay, John, I want to get in the business. I want to sell floor covering nationally. I've got a big operation here locally. What are the things you tell them? Now, I guess we can divide that into two parts. Number one, or at least two parts. Number one, getting the software together so they're able to do this. And number two, as you had mentioned, the marketing funds to be able to let people know you're out there. Talk about what's involved in each of those two categories and if there's any more categories.
Well, there are a lot of, there are a lot of different segments to it. As I tell the retailers when they call me, number one, I mean, you realize the commitment you're trying to make. It's dedicating a new flooring store when you're doing the online. I mean, you got to look at it that way. You got to staff it. You got to take phone calls. You got to take emails. You got to then place the orders, track the orders, do all those things, get a hold of the consumer, you know, and let them know when it, their ears are tracking, when they're going to get it. And consumers ask a lot of questions because they don't know flooring. So that's usually where I start. I mean, you're going to get inundated by people calling you because they don't really know you. They're looking for facts. And the majority of those people that you talk with will probably never buy from you. So you're spending a lot of time on the phone. So you got to have dedicated people there. When you go to the product catalog and everything, we can build out the website faster than they can probably get all the data, the assets, the images, the product specs from all the manufacturers, et cetera. They don't realize it's a lot of work to get and takes a lot of time. And we can't just take and plug in Shaw or Mohawk's product catalog and the other manufacturers, because this is e-commerce and they really don't want you to sell online. A lot of them make you call for price. You can't put anything up there but the manufacturer's internet authorized price, things like that. So it really hinders you. So it's really starting from scratch, building out a product catalog. And then at the same time, now you get to the marketing. So you got the website, you got your products up there. It's a new website with a new domain name. So you have no age with Google. Google likes age with domain names. And so you really have to do a lot of pay-per-click advertising. So you're going to spend a lot of money and you're going to see a lot of clicks. And are you actually engaging that customer, getting them to the cart and through the checkout and getting them to buy? So it can be a big investment at first to really get some momentum going, getting some history, understanding the customer, and then, you know, getting reviews, things like that, so and building trust so that you end up growing that business. And the ones that have been out there a long time know exactly what I'm talking about. It's a lot of work, but they've been there and done it.
Give us an idea, just price range, if you could. Okay, guy calls you, he's in the middle of the country somewhere. He wants to launch a site to sell products on a national basis, just for the software and that area. What's that going to cost about? Can you give us a range?
Well, a lot of them are looking at, you know, hey, can I do this for $5,000-$10,000, something like that, to build the website and everything? And that's really looking at a cookie cutter website, you know, because they see them out there, the Shopify and different ones like that. So like, oh, can't we just do something like, well, you could, but it's very difficult to make it user-friendly for flooring because we work with square feet, convert to cartons because we only sell cartons, but they got to have the square foot price and how many square feet per carton and do all that calculating. So a lot of carts that they see out there work great for small boxes, but they don't work great for flooring. Okay, so there's a lot of issues with that. So everything we do has been since 1998 has been done custom, totally custom geared to the flooring industry. And I don't know of anybody else that really has that, okay, has done all that in flooring. So, I mean, you do have it as far as, you know, for the retailer and local for their just their website. But I'm talking about true e-commerce, you know. And then you got the authorized net, PayPal, the checkouts, the LTL. How are you going to ship it? How are you going to get a freight quote? I mean, these things, they don't understand at all. And you're talking about nationwide, not local. So you can't take your local carrier to get freight quotes for the country online because they don't have it. So you got to go to a national carrier, freight carrier, to get those kind of quotes. So, I mean, it's all those things they don't understand that are needed to build it out. So I get these calls and it's always explaining all this and their heads start swimming and they wonder, should I really get in it? And a lot of times I tell them, no, I don't think you should. And I've literally told some that I've done work for, I think you're crazy getting in it. You don't understand what you're getting into it. Yeah. And about 3 weeks later, I get a call back. We really want to do it. You're the only one we trust. You were honest with your answers. You told us we were crazy, but we want to do it. Will you build it for us? And you, okay, I will. But as far as pricing goes, it really varies. And the reason being is, you know, a lot of companies do it by, and I had one the other day I was talking with, and they said, well, how many SKUs can we put in the cart? And I went, how many SKUs? And he goes, well, the others we've talked to, you know, they want to know how many SKUs because they're going to charge you by SKU. Well, once the product catalog is built, once the database is built, it doesn't matter how many SKUs you put in there. See what I mean? Because it's just drop them in. Either by, we do it through Excel spreadsheet or through the back end portal. But the point is it doesn't matter. Well, a lot of these companies are really trying to take advantage of the dealers that are naive and say, well, how many SKUs you want? Where when we build it out, I don't care if you put 10,000 SKUs, it's up to you, you do it.
So they have software that they can apply to somebody and it's not custom, basically.
Yeah, it, you know, there's different, you could go to, you know, a lot of them use WordPress, which I don't use, but they use WordPress. Then they go to Woo e-commerce, W-O-O, Woo e-commerce plugin. They plug that in, try to build it and go through all that. But I've found over the years, I felt more comfortable because of my flooring background, was building everything based on flooring and understanding the flooring dealer.
So give us a dollar and cents range. Somebody calls you and they want to get into it. What's the minimum? What's the maximum?
Well, there's no maximum. There is
that's
no
nice
maximum.
Of words.
Yeah. But I mean, you're looking at, I would tell the dealer, normally I'd throw out right away, I mean, saying, hey, because I'm just saying, I won't do it for less than $20,000. Okay. $20,000. I mean, that's just the building blocks. And then depending as you get into it, because they don't understand a lot of these things, all of a sudden you got trims and moldings and you got all these accessories you want to put in there. And then the accessories got to be linked to specific products and they all go in the cart. And are you talking about also selling in-stock items? Are we pulling it from your RFMS or, you know, Q-Floor software, you know, as we've done it through SAP, business software, Business One. I mean, how are we getting the data? If you're going to do that, that really increases the price. So you can see, I mean, you know, or you're just going to do it right through an Excel spreadsheet, upload it and just do the database that way in a simple
way. Does a retailer that wants to get into selling online basically have to have inventory? Is that a necessity or how important is that if not?
Well, today it's probably real important with all the delays in product. I mean, I'm hearing all over the place, but we all have heard about the container issues and price increases like crazy in the flooring industry. And so, you know, in stock products, one, you're buying it probably in quantity, so you got a better price. Also, then you can let the consumer know if, depending how the cart's built, how many cartons you have in stock, and that they can then take, put that online. So they can only buy up to that amount. But I mean, they know you got it in stock, you can ship it right away. So there's a lot of advantages to that. Plus you're shipping it out of your location where you can take care of putting it on the pallets and making sure it is totally wrapped and everything to go. And there's other reasons for it. I mean, without getting too detailed, but you know, a lot of times shipping out of a manufacturer may seem great, but manufacturers really don't know about shipping to consumers and handling it. They're used to sending it on semis to the retailer, distributors, whatever. And all of a sudden now you got a package a lot better for a consumer shipping to their home, LTL, than you would necessarily on your own trucks going to the dealer or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Let me also ask you, you had mentioned you're going to need somebody to answer the phone. You're going to need somebody to send out samples. You got, well, sample costs. That's another thing we didn't talk about. But over and above getting the software together to be able to handle business online, other costs, personnel and other things, working with shippers and so on, it seems like you're going to need a number of people just to do these tasks. How many are we talking about, you think?
Well, normally what the retailer does is what happens normally is they'll take one person in their business, in their store, and say, okay, that's the person that's going to handle the e-commerce site, okay? And that person quickly gets very overwhelmed. When you start doing paperwork, and the phone starts ringing, they get very overwhelmed. They get a ton of phone calls. They also get phone calls that weren't even meant for them, but they did the pay-per-click, you paid for it, and they called you anyway. I mean, I know dealers complain about, well, people are calling for a Shaw claim, thinking it's Shaw or somebody or Mohawk or whatever. See what I mean? You get the call because they don't read a lot and they think, oh, you can help me out. But anyway, so you get a lot of these calls, but at the same time, you get overwhelmed with that person because usually they have in-store duties as well. So they're kind of sharing the duties between the web, the e-commerce, and their in-store duties. And I've had several that literally, I can remember a rug website I did years ago, very elaborate rug site. And after 8-9 months, they just sort of, maybe it was a year. I mean, they just folded, said, I mean, they're still in business today, but they took their e-commerce site down because the person that was handling the rugs, who was an expert in rugs within the company, just didn't have the time with all the other duties they had to do. It was just too much of a hassle on it. And I've had that happen several times where they literally dropped their e-commerce site.
So then what would your best advice be to somebody that wants to get in the business? You're going to need 1, 2, 3, how many people are they going to need to be able to really do this on an ongoing basis?
Well, you want to walk before you run. Okay. You know, you want to take it nice and slow. You'd start with one person, but realize that you're going to have to gear it up and take it as a dedicated store. You know, if you start a new store, you may be able to have one person in that store to begin with, but eventually, you know, you add two, you add three, you keep it going. And that's what the ones that are here today that have done it for quite a while, they've grown slowly, they grew, they add more personnel, and kept building it that way as they grew the volume in the business.
John, what are your thoughts on the future? Are we going to see e-commerce be dramatically larger in 10 years? Or what's your view in terms of growth?
Well, I think there's no doubt we're going to see more and more online. No doubt. I think with AI, I think with the things that are coming out, and 5G and everything, you're going to see a tremendous growth in e-commerce across all platforms. But I think that'll also, you know, in the flooring, we'll see more and more e-commerce being involved in everything as these retailers get more involved and start using the latest technologies and embracing the consumer. And like I said, I mean, I just see it as definitely a tremendous increase over the, you know, next 5-10 years.
I've got you. Now, John, you were talking about marketing, setting up a marketing budget to be able, I mean, obviously you're starting off at ground zero and nobody knows who you are. What are we talking in terms of dollars and cents? What would be a reasonable amount to get in to this game?
Yeah, what I like to start with is, let's say, and I'm just going to use this as an average cost because it's pretty true. Let's say you're paying $3 a click. Okay. So every time somebody clicks on your ad, it's ka-ching, $3. Now, if you only spent $9 a day, you'd get 3 clicks and you're done. Your ads don't show anymore. So that's not, you know, how much business you're going to get off 3 clicks. And it doesn't mean you're at the top of page one when you got that. So as you realize that, you know, if you're going to do $1,000 a day, which is $30,000 a month, excuse me, I mean, how many clicks can you get off that? And you start doing the math, and then you begin to see, okay, at the same time, you want targeted ads, you want to engage the customers that are truly. So as you begin to drill down in advertising, when I say drill down, somebody looking for luxury vinyl flooring, somebody looking for hardwood flooring is a very generic term. So you'll see Home Depot, Lowe's, Lumber Liquidators, Floor and Decor, they'll show up there, they'll do the pay-per-click. But a lot of the flooring e-commerce stores stay away from that because that's the beginning of the search funnel, okay? They want it more narrow, they want it more targeted. So when you start looking at, let's say, a brand name, Shaw, Cortex, Mannington, you know, luxury vinyl flooring, that kind of thing, now they'll get into the advertising and they'll start doing more pay-per-click advertising. So it's more focused going down the funnel because you have a targeted consumer that's actually, you know, what person that's just online is looking for Mannington luxury vinyl flooring or Cortex flooring unless they're looking to buy it. So yeah, that's where they end up doing the advertising. So it's more selective versus the generic. We used to do a lot of the generic, and I don't see the flooring retailers doing that anymore. Generic, like, you know, hardwood flooring or luxury vinyl flooring or carpet.
Can we assume, and I know I've searched various floor covering terms, and it seems like just about every time you get the Home Depot's, Lowe's, Lumber Liquidators at the top of the page, almost every time. Is that pretty much the way it is, or am I an exception to the rule?
No, you're not. They are the gorillas out there. They dominate by far the search, not only in pay-per-click, but then they show up in the natural search. Then they show up in the local search. I mean, they got it all the way around. I mean, it's a tremendous amount of page one is dominated by the big box players, the really big player, you know, those channel, big channel players.
I see. I can see why retailers maybe said, hey, John, you know, I thought this was a good idea, but after you explained it to me, I think I'm not going to do this. I'm going to buy a boat, you know, and go out in your backyard there and fish. I'm curious about the competitive nature. You know, you had mentioned you got all the big guys who I suspect are doing the major section of business in this sector. Talk about that. And, you know, is it possible to elbow your way in and compete with these big guys? Are floor covering retailers doing that as we speak?
Well, I think, you know, it's hard to tell when you get new players in there. It's not always easy to see online. You'd have to be out because they're not going to show up on the Google ads all the time. But I mean, you have certain ones that definitely have been out there since 2005, seven, or even earlier that have been out there as retailers that are doing very well, you know, in the pay-per-click advertising. But when you come new, you got to pay your dues. You got a new domain name, you're new online, you don't get any love from Google at all. You're not showing up on page one or two or three or four. So you got to really work at it, yeah, you know, to really get it. And I mention this because it used to be years ago when I started in 1990s, you could write articles, which I did. I owned at that time floorfacts.com. You would write articles about, you know, the difference between laminate flooring and vinyl flooring, or, you know, best hardwood flooring and all these different things. And you'd end up on the top of the search. And you got a lot of top search listings that were free in the organic listings. So everybody wants that still today. They want those free top searches. Remember, there are like 10 organic searches at the top. But now it's become almost impossible to get, because there's so much content out there that's all the same. You know, what's the best LVT? LVT versus laminate flooring. I mean, go on and look at that. You'll find tons of articles that are written. There are some players out there. There are several I've seen that just are all content. That's all they are. They don't sell. What they have are Google ads all over there to click. And so they make revenue every time you click on the Google ads. So they have these sponsored ads all over their websites, and all they are content. And so, I mean, there's a tremendous amount. When I started with Hosking Hardwood in 1998, we did a lot of that type writing, and some of his pages, some of that content still up the top, like Hardwood Flooring Under Radiant Heat Under Hardwood Flooring that he wrote, you know, still right at the top of the, but if you try to get in that now, your chances are probably slim, you know, to be in the top organic listings on page one.
Are there any advantages? Suppose a floor covering retailer gets in this business, they make the necessary investment. Do they have any advantages over the bigger guys or no?
No, it's pretty much all equal. I mean, number one, if you spend the time looking at all the e-commerce sites that are out there in flooring, there are no secrets. You know what I mean? You see it. It's there. What they do, what their prices are. I mean, it's all there. And so, you know, you see all of that right away. So if you really do your homework and you look around and you can see what they're doing and everything else. A lot of them today are offering free shipping. So, I mean, if you're getting in it, you might need to consider that. How are they doing the free shipping? Well, that's could be another whole topic. But the point is that, you know, they're doing different things. They've learned the tricks. They know how to, you know, manipulate on the internet. And so they have the advantage already. If you get in the game, you're not going to end up, you know, above them necessarily. So you got to come to compete. You're going to have to work at it. The other thing I stress a lot is logistics. I mean, that's huge, in my opinion. You know, material worth selling in flooring is not, you know, light. It's not small. You're shipping on pallets, and you got freight going around the country. So if you have variety, if you have various warehouses around the country, that gives you a big advantage. Look at Amazon. I mean, why do they have a location in almost every state? So they can give all this two-day delivery, next day, same-day delivery. I mean, they've raised the bar tremendously. As a matter of fact, I was looking at flooring a while ago, LVT on Amazon, but all I could find is $4.99 for free samples. You have Cortex, everything, for, you know, we'll ship you a free sample. Wasn't actually selling flooring on there. It was just the samples. I guess they're looking for leads. I don't know, but I didn't really go any further than that. But my point is that, you know, having those warehouses around the country reduces your freight, but you got to have the inventory there. And another one that does that and does a very good job of it is BuildDirect with their warehouses around the country. And then, you know, they're out of Vancouver.
Is that where this will ultimately go? If somebody gets into business today, you know, they build it slowly over time. Would it be reasonable for them to say, you know, I'm going to have X number of warehouses around the country in 5, 6, 7 years? Would that be a reasonable assumption?
Well, I mean, when I analyze it, everybody's got, you know, prices. I mean, we all know, been in the flooring, prices are pretty much all the same. You're not getting your prices that much different than the other guy. So how are you going to compete? Okay. It's service. In my opinion, service first, getting reliable, getting service. So if you're going to have service and you follow the Amazon type philosophy, which works marvelously, what's the next thing that flooring e-commerce could do to outdo the others? Faster delivery, my opinion, fast, free delivery. If you could offer that, because logistics, having warehouses, you would have a competitive edge over everybody else. Okay, tremendous spread. And I have talked to retailers. It's been a plan in my mind for a long time to, from all the way back to 1998, when I actually owned floorsdirect.com, flooringdirect.com, and then I sold it. But the point was, that was the philosophy behind it, taking retailers, several elite retailers around the country to handle the logistics. They sell the product, they get the profit from it and everything, but it's all under the umbrella of one site. And, you know, now you take care of logistics for fast, free delivery. I mean, that to me is the next key. You gotta, that's the only thing, because everybody, there's a lot of e-commerce sales made today where they get the sale. Let's face it. This is 2021. We got the problems, the issues with the ports, containers sitting there, and they call, they get a $10,000 order and they can't fill it because of the delays.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge. So if you can overcome all that, that gives you a tremendous competitive edge.
Yeah. John, we started off by saying you get many, many calls from retailers that are interested in pursuing this online type business, but for one reason or another, they never follow through on it. Do you see, and this is goes with something that you just said, is there, would there be a way to get a small number, 4, 5, 6, I don't know, whatever the number would be, retailers together that could do this in tandem and make this thing work as, you know, as that kind of an organization? Is that doable?
It's definitely doable. I mean, I can remember way back about 1999 or 2000, I took this concept. One, I took it to several manufacturers. I won't name their names. It blew them away. I was way too early. Scared the hell out of them. And then I talked to several retailers and that I was close with. And right away, their first question was, how many zip codes can I have? They were thrilled. But I mean, you know, we've seen some others try this in the past without naming names. But, you know, it isn't quantity. It's quality, not having too many retailers. Okay, behind it, but they cover this location, pretty big area, but they got to have the money and the resources to do it. But by sharing the dollars it takes, it makes a lot of sense. But each has a geographic area across the country. You could have like 6 or whatever, one in the west, one in the southeast, southwest, central, midwest, eastern.
Yeah. Might this be something you'd be interested in launching?
Well, I've been holding on a domain name for a while and I won't mention.
Okay.
It's something where, you know, I really don't do a lot of regular retail websites anymore. I actually find them boring. I've been there and done it over the years. I did it for tons of Mohawk dealers years ago. I did with WSA. You know, I had hundreds of them. And now it's the point where my whole focus is flooring e-commerce. I mean, it's fun. There's a lot of new cutting edge things to do and look at. And it's a lot more interesting to me than.
Well, that would seem to be the way to go. I mean, there's lots of retailers out there that have the money to invest. They also have operations in various parts of the country, which would be another, you know, another need in this thing, and they have the personnel. That would seem like a darn good idea.
Well, it would be. I mean, I actually think it would work. I'm quite honestly, I'm amazed the buying groups or somebody hasn't done this already. I mean, think about it. I mean, they have all the, you know, they have all the retailers, everything out, and none of them have. And maybe there are legal reasons why or whatever, but I mean, it's just like, wow. I mean, that's, to me, the way to take care of the biggest issue you have out there, and that's logistics, speed of delivery and logistics. And, you know, some of the big players out there that are out there offer 30-day guaranteed return. Well, that's, you know, but you're going to pay the shipping. It's going to be pretty costly. So, I mean, there are a lot of things where if you get it, make it easy for them. I mean, I always go back to Amazon because they take care of, they make it so easy. You know, if you got something, and Wayfair is another, but I mean, Amazon, you want it, that box, I get it. Oh, it's not what I want. They put the label, boom, put it outside and picked up and it goes back to them. So they take all the hassles out of it. And so that's why I'm saying, you know, you want to make it as user-friendly as possible to raise that bar.
Yeah,
so people are confident in buying flooring from you. And that's where you got to have the logistics. You got to have the, you know, around the country, the experts in flooring that have the locations and have the ability to service and everything to take care of it.
John, you had mentioned earlier some of the restrictions that may be on products from certain manufacturers. How important is that? Is that going to stop an operation like this from working?
Well, I can't say a lot, but let me put it this way. I know that e-commerce stores do a lot of tricks out there. They have different things. But at the same time, I'll say that there's no reason why you can't do some other things without getting into details, do some other things. But, you know, you could private label and do some other things to make it, you know, if you private label, they're not going to care. You know, at that
point, that happens as we speak. That is happening in a number of places around the country.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I floored years ago with Steve Simonson, who's not related to me. He did it all the time. He had his own private label, and you would look at the brand one and he would say, but we also have this one for a dollar less. See what I'm saying? So, I mean, there are different ways of playing that game. And if you have, let's say, a core of six flooring retailers that dominate the industry that are into this, it's going to be, you know, the bigger guy has more clout with a manufacturer. Let me put it that way. You know, I don't have the clout. You know what I mean? I'm a web developer. I'm not a dealer. I don't have samples. I don't carry their line, but they do. And they have the clout and be able to, you know, get things manipulated or whatever you want to call it.
Just to wrap this up, John, we've got retailers out there that see the potential in selling online, but for one reason or another have not pursued it. What would your best advice be to them as we speak as to how to go forward and maybe how to get involved in this?
Well, I think, you know, I scare the hell out of anybody who calls me. It's my test. Okay. And the reason why is because I can tell right away when I start talking to them, they are extremely naive about e-commerce. And you're on the phone with them and I'm like, well, it's going to cost you this. You got the marketing, you got the logistics, you got, you know, the pay-per-click advertising, you have the authorized net, you know, how are you going to do the transactions on credit card? How are you going to do returns? How are you going to handle claims? And once you start, whoa, 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 and it throws them out. After scaring the hell out of them, if they call back, then at least I know, okay, these people are at least up to this level. Okay. They're not up to the level where I want them, but they're up another level. Now it's getting a little more serious. But I mean, you got to realize it's a major commitment. I mean, can you start out small? Absolutely. You could start out with a static website, put some stuff out there, do a little advertising, and, you know, you're baby walking before you even crawl and start that way. And I've recommended that to somebody else. Just start out small and try it and see if if it's something you want to do. You're not going to capture a lot of sales, but you're not going to have a big investment. They can do that. Okay. But that's up to them and everything. But it does start out, if you really want to do a true e-commerce, which most don't understand what's all involved, it's a big commitment.
I see. But the idea of having 6-7 retailers around the country come together and launch a website, that seems like a doable, you know, and a good option. And I suspect there'd be a lot of people interested in that, probably more than you would need.
Yeah, I haven't reached out to anybody in a long time, but last time I did, everybody were, you know, then I got busy, but last time I did, everyone I talked to was very interested in it. Okay. And stuff, but it takes, you literally have to start out with a meeting with everybody, you know, and talk about, okay, here's where we're, put our heads together, here's what we're going to do, make sure everybody's on the same page and everything before you build it. You build the plan first and get everybody to understand what's involved.
Let me know when you're ready to launch, John.
Yeah, don't worry, you'll be the first to know.
thanks for sharing this with us. Great information. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
We've been talking with John Simonson. He is the president of WebStream Dynamics, web developer, and this is Talk Floor TV.